Today at Quietenham, January 29th, here we are again, looking at each other through cyberspace. Have you ever thought, and someone did, when they ask, what is the greatest barrier on the spiritual path? Well, we have enemies inside of us lurking. One is the inability to make a decision and stay with it, and discouragement. In most of the religions of the world, when someone wants to be a religious leader, a missionary, a minister, or a priest, the whole community gathers around and says to one another, what did we do in our community to produce a soul like this? He wants to be a priest, he wants to be a minister. He wants to be a spiritual leader. However, in Hinduism, if a young man wants to be a spiritual leader, a Swami minister or a priest, the whole community gathers together and says, how can we discourage him? He can be a drunkard. He can be an engineer. He can be a computer expert and sit in front of that dumb machine hours and hours and hours a day, sometimes 14 hours a day with no rest. Be a doctor. But no, not a Hindu priest. Not a Hindu Swami. What did we do to not deserve a doctor in our family? What did we do to not deserve an engineer in our family? The whole family gathers around in the neighbors to try to discourage the young man. Drive him anywhere into suicidal thoughts. Try to discourage him and bring up the enemy within him of discouragement. But if this young man or woman wants to be on the spiritual path, it's up to them to claim that path for themselves. Turn their back on the negative community, prove themselves, and finally the negative community will be positive community and be touching their feet. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it is. I've given many lectures on this around the world. As a spiritual leader myself, there are times when there are those who will come to try to discourage your efforts. To me, what do? I take that negative energy and I turn it into a positive energy and I do something positive with it. In all walks of life, in business life, in the theatrical life, in religious life, in all walks of life, there is an enemy that can be awakened in everyone, and that is discouragement. But there is the spirit also to be awakened in everyone, and that's the spiritual force that gets the idea in a person's head, that carries that idea through and manifests a positive creation for family, friends, relations, and the entire community, the world at large. If there are Hindus listening today, and you have young men in your family, if you have young girls in your family who want to be spiritual leaders, there are schools, there are ashrams that'll train these young people to be outstanding. How many mendicants, swamis, sadhus, yogis, rishis do we have in the world today? It's estimated 3 million, and we still need more. There are communities like the Gujarati community. Swami Narayana Fellowship has 652 sadhus wearing orange robes in their fellowship. Actually, we had number 652 come with an elder Swami, their youngest one, here to visit us for a few days here at Quietenham. Think about this. Encourage spirituality, because spirituality is uplifting. It is a magic which no other magic can be compared to it. It comes from the soul. Be back tomorrow for more.